Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey, Scope Faithful, episode 167.
New shorter theme song. Jared, I'm streamlining my workflow here.
We're cutting to the chase.
Yeah.
Everything we do,
Jared, we do it for you. Because we're Brian Adams. And we love Robin Hood.
We do.
Ryan Adams.
Brian Adams. But what if Ryan Adams would have done that?
I'm not overmodulating my bees, thank you very much.
I feel
proper
like,
broadcasting technique as he pops his peas.
I feel like there was a cover bees. Of Ryan Adams and the
chair.
Cardinals.
This thing's broken.
Oh. Jared's falling.
I'm going to IKEA today. I'm buying a new chair.
So Jared is going to go out into record cold weather today, guys.
I don't care.
We're going to talk about that in a future show, but let's just...
Once we've had a chance to deal with it. And
Once it warms up, we'll talk about it.
We're just saying it's been damn cold here in the Midwest. It continues to be. So what's the current temp as we're recording right now, Jared?
I looked at weather.com, and depending on where you looked on the screen, it was either -6 or -8.
It's bright.
It's cold.
Sunny. It's afternoon.
It's cold.
Almost.
We're looking at a high of maybe 1 today.
Maybe.
Maybe. We were supposed to get up to positive degrees yesterday. I don't think it happened.
It was cold.
It was. And I was out in it.
You sound like Nine Inch Nails.
Now I'm down in it. Yeah.
So we are here just for you. This is Adam's favorite weekend of the year. It's Oscar weekend.
Oh, yeah,
so he's
yeah.
been doing nothing but Oscar-related activities. By the time...
I live tweeted the Razzies last night.
By the time this show actually airs, Jared...
We'll have seen that I was the best prognosticator of Oscars.
But yet we won't get
by
to
far.
We won't get to it for a month,
no.
which will be interesting.
No, look, I'm looking to set trends because then Hollywood will take notice of me. That's a little preview of the comment section later on.
I love it. So yeah, last night we watched the Independent Spirit Awards.
Oh wow! Were you out of other shows on the TiVo?
Okay, people know the six people that watch and listen to our show know that my wife loves award shows.
Right.
So she
who
watches,
are at best?
She watches everything.
Who are at best?
Well, I think the best looking fella of the night probably was Matthew McConaughey. I liked he had a sort of a shiny brown suit with a blue suede shoe.
Oh, wow.
I think he looked good.
Big Elvis fan.
But I have to say, it was this, you know, they usually get interesting hosts. This year it was Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, it
and
was.
And I have to say, Patton was about as bad as I have ever seen.
Really?
Funny
he
guy,
was
very
so
talented.
Bad last
it
night.
It takes a special skill set to be a host on
it,
a show.
It just did not work.
No?
I don't know if he wrote his own material. He had help. I know that The Room is bad because this is what seems to be one of the few award shows where they actually eat their food that's in front of them.
Oh.
So okay. You hear plates clanking and you're thinking, like, is there busboys out there cleaning up the tables?
People spilling gravy everywhere.
It was bad.
Was it Jonah Hill or Seth Rogen that hosted? I think it was Seth Rogen who hosted last year
and
the year
Seth
before.
Seth Rogen was pretty good.
Like a funny set. Like there's a best of on YouTube that I watched one time.
Yeah. And the other thing that was interesting about this year is that with the Spirit Awards, normally you kind of have a dark horse type film that isn't really mainstreamy. It will win a few awards. And the everything that won is something that could be an Oscar. I mean, 12 Years a Slave won everything. Dallas Buyers Club won the two main acting awards. So there was absolutely no surprises in this at all.
Yeah,
it was sort of a bummer.
Mm.
But
I think we could probably see more of that, or we probably saw more of that last night during the Academy Awards.
Yeah,
because today is Monday,
right?
The 4th of March.
Yeah. But I know that we have
we pre-tape these guys. This isn't happening live into your ears.
No.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, just boil the mystery and pull back the curtain a little bit.
We'll get to it. But there is one mystery, guys, that I want to spoil for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to do with Oscars. Nothing to do with the award show.
I'm excited. Wait, hold on. I'm very excited about this.
I have not shared this with anyone.
You have ants.
What?
Yes, I do.
You took Dallas Buyers Club to heart.
I did. Last night, Jared.
Yeah?
I took down the Rock Band drum set.
Oh.
It's a moment in time. I was very sad. I'm cleaning my office, but I just decided in terms of...
You're not
of,
playing it at home.
In terms of space. Well, if I play anything, it's the guitar, usually.
Did you replace it with the Tony Hawk Ride skateboard?
Yeah, I have nothing but 18 different Tony Hawk Ride skateboards. So you go into my office, and it's... freeboard, skateboarding all the time.
And nice. It's like the scene from Big, where you can actually play Rock Band with those by jumping on.
And how many of those Konami DJ setups do you have from that DJ game? I forget what it was called.
I have one.
I do have one, too. I bought it for $20. I've never opened the box.
Guess what, Jared? In my quest to beat as many possible games before Titanfall comes out, last week I played through DJ Hero 2.
DJ Hero, that's what it's called.
And I got... through all the songs, got through all the locations, and I'm like, okay, done, bye, put it away, we're going to go give this off to charity. The other thing with DJ Hero is that the turntable is very hard, at least on the first version of the controller they had, it's very hard on your hand.
Okay.
So, if you what you have to do with that is there's three buttons on the turntable, and then you have to hold a button down inside, middle, or outside, and then... scratch.
Here's the deal. The audience did not expect this to be a DJ Hero conversation. We're just blowing their minds right now.
I don't know what's going on.
I brought it up, and you ran with it.
I wanted this to be a 20-minute show, now it's turned into an hour. So, but the problem is, if you have to hold the inside button down and scratch, it's like you're putting weird torque-like pressure on your hand, so by the time you get done, you look like a T-Rex, because you can't meet, or CeeLo, perhaps?
I'm sure these are problems that DJ Qbert had to deal with in his early days.
You
but
think
he,
so?
He muscled through it.
Well,
and he's a skilled DJ champion.
I would tell you that.
Go ahead, Adam.
I got a they call it a Bible bump. The actual? It's a cyst in your wrist.
Okay.
It happens.
It's a Bible bump. Is that from?
Well, that's
they call that a Bible bump because
you can break it by hitting your wrist with a Bible or a big book.
You never heard of that, Jared?
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
It's that's a something ridiculous. Something cyst. Mine's not big enough to break it with a Bible, and it doesn't do anything bad.
You have it right there, right now. Can I
mean,
see it?
You can't.
Can I touch it?
Sure. I mean, it's just...
gross. Where
you
is
can't
it?
See it on the camera.
It's firm.
Crowd is not happy with that either.
I didn't have it until I played DJ Hero 2 for, I don't know, a month straight, trying
really?
To get all the achievements, and then I had it. And
it's never gone away.
I mean, it coincided with me getting an iPad, so it may have also just been like from the weird way I was holding the iPad. But
it's, when you're playing DJ Hero, you try to find a comfortable position, and it's difficult to do it.
You guys feel like this our modern world and our playing video games and using of iPads is an opportunity for natural selection to really sort of eventually have humans evolve into the ultimate gadget human? Like someone who's capable of using gadgets at a higher level?
I feel like natural selection is done for now since we all live too long.
Yeah.
Well, modern medicine has made us so that we can't evolve anymore. It's my feeling.
That's actually a valid point. And maybe we talk about that on another show.
I'm going to write that
Cheers.
Down.
Tangents, guys. We love... This is a tangents show.
Anyway, so the Rock Band drum set is gone.
Yeah.
And normally I would take it down just because, but with the Rock Band 3, they had the pro drums with the cymbals, and and to attach those to the system is very difficult to unattach. Mm. So I always just kept them up.
Sure. I have a set just in the other room.
I've decided that...
And by other room, I mean other side of the basement.
I think what's going to happen, Jared, is if I ever have if I have another Rock Band
There's
party, you get to bring your Rock Band drums over.
Yeah, I figured that.
that's going to be
well.
That's
you've hauled the gear over to my house enough. It's only fair. So
there we go.
Yeah.
So it's over. I'm still
end
getting,
of an era.
I'm still getting Rock Band songs. I still do play it from time to time.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how good of a game it is, and I stand by that. But I think about what Rock Band 4 could possibly be, and I just don't know if they'll ever be able to do it.
Yeah,
I just don't know if they'll ever be able to do that.
Of reached the apex.
Here's my idea for Rock Band 4, but it doesn't need to be 4. It could just be an add-on to 3, is you give people the ability to, like, rent a day pass.
Sure.
So, they, for $10, you get all the songs.
Sure, you're throwing a party, you just want to pay a flat fee and have the entire library available. That's actually a great idea. I'm sure there's licensing restrictions that would prevent that from happening, but...
And there are so many other issues that go along with Rock Band if they were to bring that to a next-gen console. Like, how do you convince people
to... console.
Console.
It's great. I love
it. How do you say it, Jared?
Console approach the bench.
How do you say it, Jared?
Console.
Console. And my another person...
I love it, though. I'm not putting you down. I think it's great.
Another person that I work with calls it a console.
A console.
I swear to God, yes.
Wow.
But
to go and play my console.
To get someone to commit to... All those big plastic instruments.
It's not just someone, a retail store.
Yeah. I just don't know how it could ever happen.
Yeah.
Especially now since so many, like, both PS4 and Xbox One have digital games. So you don't even, you could start seeing the big box retail stores have less and less in stock, you know, less and less shelf space committed to games.
Exactly.
They may not.
Yeah, I would only see that happening if the sales actually started to go down on physical products.
I mean, I think eventually we'll see that. Like, you don't see computer games anymore in stores, or like,
you really don't.
You have half a shelf.
But I don't even consider it. I even get everything through Steam.
Yeah. And think about how big the boxes for Rock Band were. I mean, they had pallets of these things. Mm-hmm. Just. It was amazing. So
just sitting there for, you know, like especially like the Wii ones that didn't sell. Yeah. Like, imagine you just had.
You just had Wii's everywhere.
You did.
Boxes of Wii stuff.
Boxes of Wii's.
Yeah.
So there we go, guys. Sad moments, but I think a needed moment in my office.
Any sad music here. It's very sad.
Wow. Give us a random sound effect, Joe.
That's sad.
That's about it.
Sad when you get stuff wrong.
But what do we got?
Boy,
going?
That was really gay.
There we go. What do we have on the rest of the program? 167. It's our ever famous news.
Ever
focused.
Famous.
Constantly
people talk
famous.
About it.
Our news console.
Right on.
This is stuff you can't find anywhere else.
You can't.
No.
This is hot.
What you can't. No, you can find the news. What you can't find is our insightful commentary.
Yeah, that's what really makes it.
No, no, I make up the news.
Oh.
So you actually can't find it.
Well, this is a new feature.
I'm just lying for now on.
I'm so excited.
Beyond the news, we've got coming soon, and the Scope's ever famous, hit it or miss it.
Yeah. We've got it. We got hit it or miss it. We've even got comments. We've got comments on every episode this cycle.
Well, that's very exciting.
It's great. I'm jazzed, to use your word.
That's my word.
Yeah.
That's my word. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more of episode 167 right after these words. Boom.
Oops.
Music.
That was the wrong. I wanted to pot down the microphones. I potted down
terrible
the music.
Segue.
Let's try that again right after these messages.
Attention fans of funny music. The first ever comedy music convention is here, with performances by Carrie Dalby,
Devo Spice,
Garden Fresh,
The Great Luke Ski,
Tony Goldmark,
Matt Griffo,
Dan Hart,
Insane Ian,
Phil Johnson,
Possible Oscar,
Power Salad,
Raymond and Scum,
Sea Monkey,
Tom Smith,
and Worm Quartet.
And presenting this year's special guest of honor, legendary radio personality Dr. Demento. Funkfest is taking place June 20th through 22nd at the Westin North Shore in Wheeling, Illinois, just outside Chicago. Tickets for the weekend are just $35 until March 31st. Join us for live concerts,
panels,
Dr. Demento's Festival of Dementia,
Demented Karaoke,
a Q&A with Meet Morph Studios, and the 4th Annual Logan Whitehurst Memorial Awards for Excellence in Comedy Music, hosted by Dr. Demento.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento. Come join me and my friends from the FUMP at FUMPFest this June in Chicagoland.
Visit FUMPFest.com to register for the event and reserve your hotel now. That's FUMPFEST.com. Foy.
Under the Scope.
All right. By the way, Matthew McConaughey,
all right.
I'm so sick of that.
Yeah.
Like, on the Independent Spirit Awards,
mm-hmm.
This is a super tangent.
Okay.
Everybody that talks about him, they always say that. And then the camera always cuts to him, and he's like, hey. And then he goes up there to accept his award-winning performance award.
Sure.
And that's the first thing he says.
All right.
Like,
I want another
dude,
award.
Matt.
I'm going to have to add some new shells to my house. To
and they're calling it the reconnaissance.
Okay.
Like, instead of renaissance.
Did you guys
watch? They have in True Detective, he has his McConologues.
Yes.
Did you guys watch Dallas Buyers Club?
Not yet.
He does it in that.
Does he really?
Oh, my God.
All right, guys.
It is sort of his trademark.
Headband activated.
Yep.
News thrusters are go.
We have news thrusters. I like it.
Adam, please.
Yeah.
Read us your made-up news.
All right. This one sounds... Okay, so let's start with some movie news. Right? We like movies.
We do.
We like Star Wars sometimes.
We even deign to talk about movies in general without having seen every movie.
Yeah. How dare us?
Did you say deign?
Yeah.
Is deign the...
D-E-I-G-N.
Oh, okay. Like Dane Judi Dench. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have some casting news for Star Wars.
Oh, boy, this is part of my nerd roundtable on next episode.
You want me to skip it?
No, we're
gonna
talk
about it's news. We can talk about news and we can elaborate later.
Okay.
Adam Driver,
yeah.
Who plays Adam on Girls.
Yep.
Not me.
Is he related to Minnie Driver?
Yes.
Is he?
I don't know.
No, he is
probably
not.
We're making up the news.
They're both white, so they're probably related.
Probably in some
they're not
way.
Both English, though.
Has been cast, probably. In the upcoming Star Wars sequel. And a lot of people are comparing this to Jesse Eisenberg being selected as Lex Luthor in the upcoming Superman Batman movie.
By the way, I've come around on the Eisenberg casting. I think he'll be great. Honestly,
what happened? Was it you watched Modern Family?
I kind of thought about his performance in Now You See Me. Not a great movie, but the way he came at it, I kind of thought, you know, I could see him bringing that sort of I'm smarter than everyone in the room vibe to the Lex Luthor role. And who knows? I mean, the whole...
He still has too much of a pencil neck attitude.
Know.
That's the problem. He's we'll a good see. Actor, but he's a certain type.
They're going younger.
It's like Michael Cera. It's sort of that same thing. I really like what he does.
I think he's differentiated himself from Michael Cera.
Okay, how dare you?
I'm just saying. I've come around. And I think the whole Batman...
He's less goblin-like.
The whole modern Superman universe that they've created is so weird anyway, so why not go with him? Go ahead.
Thank you.
What a tangent.
I mean, he's no Kevin Spacey. We can all agree. The best Lex Luthor. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Next story.
Give him more to give Kevin Spacey more to work with, and I wouldn't disagree with that necessarily. He's good.
So in any event, that's kind of the story. I just wanted to get, you know, like, so he's going to be a villain, Adam Driver is, or, you know, none of this has been confirmed, but I guess there's enough rumors out there that it's effectively confirmed.
Sure. Yeah.
And people were like, kind of like.
It probably won't be confirmed until we see the movie and go, oh yeah, he's in it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Good enough.
People were like upset. Like it's a
who's
bad
upset? I didn't see anybody upset about it.
The
internet's always
the AV Club's headline was Adam Driver of all people will probably play the next Star Wars villain.
Is this because they know him from his one role on Girls and that's it?
Or he's inside Llewyn Davis or
right.
whatever.
Oh, that's okay. Kind of the other main role. I mean, he's gawky looking, but he's tall.
He's muscular. He's,
yeah, he never has a shirt on.
Which is very important for a Sith Lord.
I assume Darth no shirts on will
we're wasting all of our great commentary for next episode.
We've seen his I've seen his ass more times than Jared's ass, and that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
He's
really
always
is.
Naked in Girls.
Oh jeez. Yes. And I'm always naked when we share a room at
he
Convergence.
He jerked off
so.
On a girl's chest on Girls. I've seen
wow.
that and what Sith Lord wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Difference is that on Girls he was ashamed of it and
He was sort of ashamed of it.
A Sith Lord would never apologize.
Here's
that.
The thing.
Yeah.
It's intriguing casting. He is.
Is it stunt casting?
It's not.
No.
It's not stunt casting.
That's the right answer.
He is a different sort of person. He has a different sort of persona.
Yeah.
I don't see how this could be any more insulting than casting Ewan McGregor, who is was sort of an indie-ish kind of actor too.
Sure.
He had more of a career, more of a breadth of work.
Mm-hmm.
But Adam Driver, I have absolutely no problems with it. I have to see what is done with the role, but I have no problems with it at all.
Is it possible we're just a little bit too sensitive to every bit of news these days when it comes to our favorite properties? And maybe we should just like chill out and see what happens.
I think that's fair.
I think of course it is.
Also, he's not a robot that is wielding four lightsabers at the same time, so he can't be the worst villain.
And yeah, we have no idea what his character actually is.
He could be a villain in it. He could be the main villain. He could just be... I mean, who knows what
he could
be
the freak
that.
Of the week.
Yeah,
if that's what they are going with
absolutely.
The Star Wars movies.
I mean, you have no idea what it could be. He could be an Ugnaught for all we know. He
could
be an angry Ugnaught.
Bringing Ugnaughts back.
He could
I love
be
it.
A Nerf herder.
That's the thing is, we haven't had enough Ugnaught coverage in the the two trilogies. Did they put Ugnaughts in their prequel trilogies? I forget.
I never saw them.
Yeah. That was a missed opportunity.
Plays a bad guy version of the fish guys?
Of the Mon Calamarians?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking the Kamino ones, whatever, the guys who made them.
Jared, it's always original prequel with you.
I know.
Internet, you're wrong.
I'm a 20-something.
You are wrong. You have come to pass judgment too quickly.
Take that,
some
Internet.
Some more
news next story,
on
Batman.
Movies.
Yes.
Zach Braff. Mm. His Kickstarter movie finally got a release date.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone's excited about this.
I heard it wasn't that great.
Yeah, Sundance reviews were pretty mixed.
I hear that Donald Faison loved it.
Oh,
but he's in it.
Chocolate Bear.
I don't know. He was just talking about it on his Nerdist appearance
of
recently.
Of course, he loved it.
Anyway, July 18th in the cities that matter, and July 25th elsewhere. So it was at Sundance. I guess
we'll be getting
it
July 18th.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess right. We're pretty important.
Mm-hmm. Sure are.
This is one of my favorite stories of the week. Darren Aronofsky has a new movie coming out.
Yeah, it's a Care Bears movie. I love it.
Exactly.
Love that idea.
it's called Care Bears movie: The Story of Noah.
Okay, very close. I was very close.
Oh, that's right. He's doing Noah.
He's doing Noah.
I've seen nothing good about this. Go ahead.
And if you
too fast to judge, Jared.
I know.
Have you guys seen the trailer?
I've seen
for
the
this?
Trailer. It looks really weird.
I've seen parts of it. I don't care to see the movie at all.
Okay.
So I see a lot of animals rushing towards a giant wooden boat.
Yes.
Well, that would be the story of Noah. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, he only took a few. two, I believe, of each, and the rest were left to die.
There have been a lot of
rumblings, trillion animals,
you know, from people either seeing parts of the movie or just, you know, knowing that it's coming out. And religious people are upset because it appears that the movie of Noah may take some liberties with the accuracy portrayed in the Bible,
such as.
Is he wearing a Nike headband during it to keep the sweat from his brow?
Yes. He's drinking Gatorade to keep on making, you know, to keep those.
He's got a Fitbit to track his footfalls.
Exactly.
Wants to make sure he gets his steps in.
Speaking of product placement, quick tangent. Weird product placement in the last episode of True Detective in the T-Mobile store.
Yeah.
Is that a little weird?
I don't know.
Okay. I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay.
I look forward to it, though.
Because
I'm in the market for a new mobile phone.
It has no bearing on the really story, not. But.
Or does it? Maybe it's the most important clue.
It happened, and Carrie's like, boy, that was a bad product placement. And I said, no, I said, there's got to be a reason for it. No real reason, but no. It was a T-Mobile store.
I'm sure.
Next.
That's our new seamless product placement thing that Hollywood does.
Yeah.
You don't even notice it's there.
No product placement at all.
Wow, we're brought to you by Market Pantry Discount Water.
All right. So, in order to appease conservative Christians who might be offended by not having this movie be literally the story of Noah, it's going to come with this...
A disclaimer
ahead of the movie. This currently already exists on the website, on radio ads, on print ads. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, it's going to be on the movie too. This film is inspired by the story of Noah. While artistic license has been taken, we believe that the film is true to the essence, values, and integrity of the story that is a cornerstone to faith of millions of people worldwide.
And that includes our laser guns in the film.
Pew pew.
Shoot the gays.
So this is I got really upset about this because last night I watched 12 Years a Slave, and it starts with this story is based.
Is it the feel good story everyone says it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Glad to know.
It says based on a true story. Mm-hmm. And then I thought I read this news article and I was like, people would want the exact same thing on a movie for Noah. They would want it to say based on a true story.
Yes.
And it's not, guys. Just so you
what?
Know.
What?
It's not based on a true story.
Hey, that's some Old Testament stuff. Even you can get behind that.
Yeah, that's all that's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, you're right. It can't be a metaphor for anything else.
Worst Jew ever.
Probably. So
that was good, Jared. That was Fred Norris-like in his execution.
So I don't know. It's just annoying to me that people are getting all up in arms about... You know, telling a story from the Bible. Like, the Bible's already just stories.
It's the Christian persecution complex of the conservative Christian.
What about the rumored scene in there where they have a ark building montage set to Journey's
Don't Stop Believing?
Don't Stop Believing.
And it's actually just Minecraft footage. We're just building it out of wooden blocks. Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, one more movie story.
I think Separate Ways would be better story.
That's fair.
It's a little more serious.
Seth Rogen is in like the news a lot lately.
He's everywhere.
He was talking before Congress about Alzheimer's.
He's got Preacher in the works.
He's got another Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie he's doing with him.
Mm-hmm. About and the Council Wars.
Council.
That's a different one. That's not the same. No,
one.
That is the story. Wait, I'm
this guy's
talk about
everywhere.
Everywhere.
What a guy. He's on the show. Welcome, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. What's that laugh? None of us are close.
No, I know. We are not smoking enough pot to get
that
laugh.
It is amazing how dopey a laugh that guy has.
He did it in front of Congress.
Yes, he did.
In front of the two congressmen that were there. Why was that not a full house, by the way? It's Seth frickin' Rogen.
It was all 18 senators, and then they all slowly dispersed as he went on.
I couldn't believe it.
And then he called him out on it.
He was funny when he was doing
it. Yeah. You can find all that on C-SPAN.com. Yep. Anyway, he has...
Sure's not .gov.org?
No. He has optioned Blake Harris's upcoming book, Console Wars.
What
Sega,
wars?
Console Wars.
Console?
Yeah. Sega, Nintendo, console? And the battle that different that defined a generation.
Console? I don't get it. Go ahead.
So this is about the 90s video game wars between Nintendo and Sega, or... Sega, the company that does what Nintendo don't.
Yes.
Oh,
boom.
Blast processing, bitch.
Yep. Mode 7 versus your blast processing. What you got? So the book comes out in August. They optioned the rights for the movie. He's going to be in it. He's going to direct it.
I don't know I don't know how you make a movie out of this.
The same way that the Facebook movie was.
Yeah, but
same
I mean, thing. You've got
you probably
you've
hire got, some actors
you've
and
got stuff going
get some
on
camera
in,
gear
in. Nippon, you've got stuff going on here in America. How do you do that?
Nippon.
Oh, so in movies, you actually can have two different groups of people filming at the same time.
Yeah. Did your headband teach you that? What do you think,
Jared? They call that a B unit, Jim.
Is this a compelling story?
I think if you get the right, find the right story threads, it could be interesting. Yeah.
I lived through this Council Wars.
Yes. Yeah.
And I thought it was fascinating just happening, Jared.
Yes.
Sure.
Blast processing, a wise man once said, blast processing, bitch.
He did.
Here's how the movie should end. The movie should end with Sony saying, hey, we have this great idea for a CD-based system to Nintendo. And Nintendo like laughing at them.
Nintendo like, nobody will play that.
Yeah.
Sony will be like, oh, we have new PlayStation. Right, Jared?
Yeah. That's how it should end. just like that.
What? That's what I think of that.
My favorite thing is how much you love your joke.
Well, if you can't love your own joke.
Are you writing it down?
Yes, do you think a PlayStation would be in the Noah movie, perhaps?
Yes.
He's actually playing that during the montage.
This title's going to be like 140 words long.
I have more notes for this show than I have in the last 50 shows combined.
Wow.
I got to just turn it over and be done with it, Adam.
All right. So
Adam's got 18 pages of news, by the way.
That is a
that's it for
movie.
News.
26 minutes.
About a movie about video games. How about a story about video games?
Why not?
Do you guys play any of those free-to-play games? On mobile or
like
otherwise?
Like a Flappy Bird?
So these would be games that I'd have to pay. By the way, Flappy Birds, 152 pipes. Suck it, bitches.
152? Your daughter must be crushed.
She started crying. Oh. After she got 113 to beat my 102, I played 5 minutes. I just showed her 152, and the tears welled up. And she said, Dad, I thought you weren't going to play anymore. I said, I'm motivating you, honey.
Quick fun story. There was a snow day, whatever, last week, and you and I were IMing, and you're talking about how your daughter was... I don't know, doing something. I said, oh, is she leveling up her Flappy Bird score? And you're like, nah, she's giving it up. Later in the day, you like came back and like, no, she actually was working on it. She had to show me her new high score, which then I promptly beat.
Anyway, no. Beyond like,
are you going to sell your iPhone because it's like worth $1,000 because it has Flappy Birds on it?
Not yet.
Wait.
So are you talking free-to-play like a Simpsons, like one of those Simpsons games where you have to pay?
Or Candy Crush?
Never. I refuse.
You have not played them or you don't
have buy?
Haven't
played them and I won't.
What about
I won't
you,
even
Jared?
Put them on my phone.
I really don't play a lot of mobile games. I used to play like your Angry Birds and stuff like that. And for a while, I had a real big Tiny Tower addiction. Hmm. But I don't
know. Is that a masturbation issue?
What? Tiny Tower? No. It's like a game where you...
You
build towers and you have little guys you give jobs to, and it's
that was
I don't know. I kind of don't do it anymore. I don't know. Candy Crush. I see how many people were addicted to it. I'm like, I don't want to get into that. And then I saw how they're trying to crush the one independent software guy trying to steal his trademark on
let's
candy
not say
something.
Let's There's, not say they were he was they were trying to crush them.
They were trying to license the word candy. Yes.
Anyway, they're just being a big corporate asshole to some guy poor guy who formerly made a living off of his candy based game.
Hey man, gotta protect that copyright.
Yeah.
Do we have a point to this story?
Yes. A new study came out. Hey, we were having a fun time discussing things.
That was bored.
Why are you so upset?
I fell asleep.
So a new study came out showing that 0.15% of all mobile games revenue.
Yeah,
accounts for half of all of the revenue. Sorry, so I read that wrong.
Okay, now I'm very confused. Jared, can we get some number crunching?
0.15% of all mobile game players account for half of all in-game revenue.
I'm not ready.
So 0.15. So is that actually?
So it's like
15%.
No, that's.
You move the decimal over two?
It's less than 1%.
Oh, this is an actual percent. It's not like a
percent
like
of
a batting average.
Players. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Account for half of all mobile game revenue. For in-game revenue. So for in-app purchases.
So what we're saying is a very small amount of people are spending a
probably
lot
like,
of money.
There's probably like 1,500 people.
These are probably
in
like
the
same old like casinos taking advantage of old people.
Maybe, or maybe it's kids. Like
stealing their
parents' credit cards, something, or do you like they know their parents' iTunes account password?
Oh,
yeah, you better not let your daughter do that.
My daughter better stay away from my iTunes.
Oh, my. So, everyone's known that it's a very small number of whales, you know, as they call them. But like that number specifically is super low.
Yeah,
you know, it's got to be less than 10,000 people. Yeah. I would guess. That's a complete guess. I don't know.
Jared and Adam, have you played that new game Threes?
Yeah,
I've played Threes.
I've tried it and I was like, nah. This
What's your high score?
I got a high score yesterday, Adam, of about 10,000 points.
No, that doesn't matter. It's the what's your biggest combination?
I merged 192
okay.
and 192.
You're one ahead of me.
Oh.
Well, you guys are the best.
No.
Jared got up to 12.
No.
Ah. 24. What else, Adam?
I don't know. I think that's...
Come on, give us one big hit, and then we're going to close it out.
How about raising the minimum wage to $10.10?
Oh, political. Mm-hmm. Does it have anything to do with gay rights?
It has to do with the cost of a DVD at Walmart. How much do you think a $16 item, so they picked a DVD at Walmart,
okay. Sure.
would...
is this Green Lantern, the movie
yes,
we're talking
that's
about?
Specifically only that one.
I want them all.
All the DVDs?
All Green Lanterns.
If the minimum wage was raised to $10.10,
yes.
How much more would a DVD at Walmart?
$16.
Yep. How much? What would the new price be?
$16.06.
All right. You got a guess, Jared?
There's a lot of math in this episode.
$24.98.
Wow. All right. So it doubles.
We're playing high. Price is Right rules. You both lose.
Oh.
It would
$16.01.
It would go. Oh, so it I was go over
up,
by.
You're up over by 5 cents. I did the math right there.
Good job.
A new study by the Labor Center at the University of California, Berkeley.
Liberal think tank.
Estimates that a minimum wage level would add $200 million to Walmart's yearly labor costs, which comes out to just 0.8% that it currently spends. This also represents 0.06% of the company's billions in yearly sales.
But what about the small businessman?
They already are paying more than Walmart is, so they would actually be affected... percentage-wise, maybe even less.
Wow. And then they all have to go on Obamacare, of course.
Well, the small businesses have less than 50 employees. They're exempt from that.
Mm.
That's the piece
What
that
else you got?
He's always got an answer, Jared.
Yeah, I know.
Did you guys watch King of the Nerds?
I don't
George
think this
Takei
is Ricardo Montalban.
No.
I was doing my George Takei the whole time, and Audrey was getting very sick.
I
don't think this is Ricardo Montalban.
I'm on Audrey's side.
Loren. Tattoo.
It's good stuff.
What do you guys think about raising the minimum wage? Should we do it?
Yeah,
why not?
Sure. How much?
$24? Is that too much?
Sure. All right.
What are we at right now again?
Seven and change?
I'm good for 8 and change.
All right. What about in the state of Minnesota where we are likely to increase it ahead of the federal minimum wage?
I think the fact that...
It's all tax and spend is what
I think the fact that you can't live off of a minimum wage full-time job these days is ridiculous. So yeah. Whatever it takes to get to that point
argument, Jared.
Yes.
I'm interrupting you.
I know. The argument is that you don't want people to stay in those jobs.
Yeah. Howard Stern says it all the time. McDonald's isn't meant to be a lifetime job, suckers.
Yeah, but what if the economy is so terrible and that's the only job you can get?
Work harder. That's what I say.
Okay. Oh,
work
bootstraps.
Get those bootstraps, yank them up to your waist and... Prance around like a cowboy fairy. I don't know what that means.
Like a cowboy fairy. I don't know what that means.
That was vaguely homophobic and it was not meant to be. I just threw a word out there. That's all. I was actually thinking like with wings.
Uh-huh. Shows what you really feel.
Clearly, I've been called out. I don't know. I think that Jared has a lot of valid points, Adam.
Did you see
by a lot, I mean one.
The woman that was talking about this was
Gretchen
Carlson? Viral clip that was going around. She's like, why not just raise it to $500 an hour? And it's like, well, I mean, there's no argument there, you know? No.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah.
Make it $100 billion an hour.
Great.
Once again, it comes down to this fact, and then we're moving on to coming soon, is that this kind of stuff riles up a certain type of person that doesn't have to experience life in a certain way, which is usually a struggle to get by.
Mm-hmm.
And those type of people always assume that the people that are in low-paying jobs are lazy, stupid, don't care about their lives, don't care to advance themselves. And why care about them? Until people that are in the upper echelons that are making a lot of money or whatever, or that are not sick, for instance, then they get sick. And they have problems in their lives, and then they have to experience what a lot of other people are going through. And then it's okay.
People don't recognize their own privilege at all.
Exactly.
That's the key.
There you go.
It's called empathy and understanding other people's plights. and maybe not maximizing corporate profits over everything
all,
else.
All listeners, I want to tell you something. I'm looking right into the camera. All poor people aren't lazy. There we go.
There's always exceptions to every rule, yep. but...
Yeah, what there, about that one people... person that was scamming Medicare? It's like, well...
That's yes, the one person who is going to set the trend for every other person in right, the world. Right. Come on. Or in the country. I won't speak for the world.
Slam my pen down. Adam, coming soon.
All right.
And I hope it's Adam Driver in Star Wars. That's coming soon.
I hope it's Mini Driver in Star Wars.
In About a Boy.
I hope it's a Mini Cooper in Star Wars.
I hope it's
Let's
Minnie
get
Mouse.
That product placement going.
Adam, Minnie Mouse could be because
could
it's owned by Disney.
Be.
Oh, God. Wouldn't
hear,
that be great?
I hear a T-Mobile store is going to be in the new Star Wars movie.
Perfect. Coming soon,
phone.
We've got music. We have some music coming this week. Fuel. You guys like Fuel?
One of my favorites.
Fuel or Train? Which one's the better band?
Train by far.
I don't know. I'd probably go Fuel.
Imogene Heap. Remember that lady?
Yeah.
She's got an album coming out.
She's a weirdo.
Information Society.
Pure Energy.
Really?
Yep.
Holy
Minnesota
crap.
Band, too, by
I'm
the way.
I'm excited. I can't tell you how many times I walked to and from school with some Information Society busting through my Walkman. Beer energy.
You had an actual Walkman or yeah. like just another?
Oh, no. I had a Sony Sports Whoa. Walkman. Did yellow.
I was going to ask.
Weather sealed.
So it wasn't like the original ones. Remember the original Sony Walkmans? The headphones had orange foam on them?
No.
This you was were a little past
this
that.
It had the over the head, but it had like the earbuds that sort of went in. Yeah.
Ooh.
So that was my
paper
out staple.
Ones. Yeah.
Yep.
Lea Michele has an album. There's a lady from Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross has an album coming out. Usual rap producer. And We Are Scientists, which is a band I really like, and I haven't heard an album from them for a long time. So I'm excited.
Both
I didn't even
and,
know this
both
was
Both you and music or correspondent Al likes We Are Scientists. I'm not as big a fan, but...
You have bad taste. Movies.
Hey, I wouldn't argue.
We've got the sequel to 300 Rise of an Empire.
I thought it was 301.
301.
One right. more soldier.
Sad to say I did not win passes to see that chain. I'm sorry.
I'm sad to say I still have not seen 300.
I haven't seen 300 either. I tried watching the riff tracks for it and then got bored.
I have the original comic book.
Yeah, I have you. That too.
Comic book. Movies is just okay. Sorry, guys.
You should be.
You know we're the 300 Apologists Club here.
We are.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
My daughter cannot wait to see this piece
really?
Of crap.
Has she seen Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No, she has no idea what it's from. I'm so like, weird. This is from an old cartoon. Whatever, Dad. I'm playing Flappy Birds. That's the worst imitation of Bobby, by the way.
And Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, coming out I'm so excited for that.
Limited release.
I'm excited. I want to see it.
This is a Wes Anderson movie?
It is a Wes Anderson movie.
It could be the most Wes Anderson-y Wes Anderson film ever. And I'm so excited.
Why is it coming out in March? Seems
a good
weird.
Question.
Because why not? March is you're past January and February, which yeah. is the worst time of year to release
not,
a movie.
It's not smart.
And our temperature will be about 6 degrees, so
yeah.
it'll be great.
So it's perfect movie going weather.
I just remember the last two, I think, came out in the summer or early summer.
Yeah, Moonrise Kingdom was sort of a summer thing. Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
But that's like Boy Scouts. Maybe that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
That's you always put Boy Scout movies out in the summer.
Budapest is cold.
There you go.
Budapest.
DVD and Blu-ray.
Consoles in Budapest.
We've got 12 Years a Slave.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that.
Can I get
but,
that
but yet Adam's already watching it. Interesting.
Huh. I wonder how that works.
Head scratcher.
Huh. Actually, you can get it through Amazon right now.
Well, that's what he's doing,
if you
of course.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Adam.
Maybe I saw it in the movie theaters.
Possible.
Where they're still playing it because it's an Oscar movie.
It's a revival, Shane.
It's a revival.
Old Boy, the American version. Spike Lee directed this one,
yep.
I think.
Josh Brolin stars.
Josh Brolin. And Philomena.
Another Oscar
to,
film.
Yep. Philadelphia.
That's from a female perspective.
It's supposed to be really good.
Video games. We've got Awesome Knots for the PS4.
Yeah. Who knows, right?
I don't know.
Is that it?
We have one more coming soon related item.
Oh.
We do. Yes.
What's that?
Is it our hit it or miss it?
It's our hit it or miss it.
It is.
Jared,
yeah.
Play that stinger. Hit it or miss it.
Shane, there's a benefit for us delaying our recording by one day. It gave me time to do this.
Hit it or miss it. Hit of the week. Hit it or miss it. Miss of the week. Look out.
Nice.
There you go.
I don't know. I have no idea what to say to that.
You suggested it. I made it happen.
That the
I wanted the
rentals?
Where he goes,
ah, ah. Oh, I can't have it
Next.
Go forever.
I wanted the whole song, Jared.
It's longer than the actual
And I
pick.
Just, I found a karaoke track. I didn't actually record the instruments
Oh my
myself.
God. Turn off your mic.
This all happened at like 10 o'clock last night. I was getting it done. I was doing work.
He was multitasking.
I'm impressed, Jared.
I am impressed, too. Give yourself a round of applause.
I will. I will do that right now.
The impressiveness is fading fast.
So I think this is Adam's.
Yes, I picked this week, and I'm picking another video game, in addition to Awesome Knots being on there. I'm picking the South Park role-playing game, South Park The Stick of Truth, which is only coming out for the PS3 and Xbox 360.
And it's been in the makings for like 16 years.
Yes.
Since the first episode of South Park,
exactly.
Seems like.
It's made by Obsidian. Mm-hmm. They have a long pedigree of RPGs.
Is this a game that's like mentioned on the show? Like in, or is it just based on the show?
It's just based on the show. Okay. In fact, Matt and Trey wrote the whole game.
Mm. How many songs are included?
I was reading like maybe a Reddit AMA from one of the community guys, and he's like, we can't say. So I'm sure that means there's some number of songs.
I would be surprised if there weren't, because yes. Every property of theirs has songs.
They love songs.
In it, it's animated just like the show. You play the new kid in town, and you become friends with the South Park kids, and it's a turn-based type game.
Okay.
So like Final Fantasy, you make your own, you choose your class, mm-hmm. like thief and fighter, and one of the classes is Jew.
So you're in it. So yeah. Of course you're going to be the total stereotype.
Exactly.
So predictable.
And you can do things like when you create yourself, you can make yourself black. Or sorry, you can't make yourself black, but you can choose thief as your class. And if you are white, Cartman will say white Jew or white thief. Never heard of one of those. So
Wow, sounds like a great game.
Context, context, like guys.
It's context.
See, I think if you like South Park, you'd probably find it enjoyable.
And you have to like turn-based role-playing games.
I don't
like those.
It's
probably
like Mario Xbox Party or PS3 or well,
Mario. Do you ever play the Mario RPG game?
No.
Paper Mario
no.
or any of those? So.
People love
no.
those.
Yeah. It's like that. It's real simple.
Beat it and let me play it, Adam. Will you do that?
Okay.
Can you? Is it or is it a downloadable game?
No, it is. It is
buying
a full
a
retail.
Game.
Wow. How much are they charging for that?
$60.
I'm out.
All right. Calm down.
5% cash back. Discover card.
Calm down.
So it's slightly less than.
Oh, there we go.
$60.
Hit it or miss it. All done.
One more time.
Hit it or miss it. Hit of the week. Hit it or miss it. Miss of the week. Look out!
I can add your ha ha's in there if you want
to. Just the first part. Just do it right there on that front part. That's okay. Just do it.
I'll
edit
it in. I got the multi track. I'm ready to go.
He's good.
Yeah.
So what's next, Jared?
It's the end of the scope.
That's it. End of the scope.
End of the scope.
That's it. Last episode.
Under the scope.
So Jared teased that there were comments.
There are comments.
Well, let's hear them.
So we got, if you remember back in episode 164, we talked about my encounter at the bar mm-hmm. with a gentleman named Alex.
Yep.
We got a mysterious phone call to the voicemail line.
I wonder if it was Alex.
It might have been Alex. Let's take a listen and hear what he has to say.
Yeah, this is Alex calling in from the other night at the bar. Yeah, I just heard you guys show, and Jared, I didn't mean anything like that. It was totally, totally my bad. It was my mistake. I thought you were Adam.
Uh-huh.
I hate that guy. Adam, I am coming for you. You better watch your back. Your smart mouth has gone off of long enough, and I am taking you out. I'm gonna fuck your wife. I'm gonna drive
what
your
the fuck? He's not even married.
I'm gonna
wait till I get married.
I'm gonna do a lot of really bad stuff to you, Adam, okay? Watch your back, sit there. I am coming for you. Jared, I'm so sorry. You and I are totally cool, bro. I'll see you at work tomorrow. Later.
All right.
Sounds
Alex,
like a slightly anemic Hulk Hogan.
Alex, so we buried the hatchet. Alex and I are good, but I don't know. Alex and Adam
I'm
seem
calling
to have
you
a big...
out, Alex. You and me. I've been watching a lot of WWE.
I would like to see that fight.
Next episode, I'm previewing it right now.
Yeah?
The road to WrestleMania runs through Scope Adam
Studio.
And Alex.
I thought it was run through the Scope Studios.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll smash this table right down.
Hey, so if you've got a comment, you can call the voicemail line just like Alex did. 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
We're accepting characters now.
Yeah, we apparently. Are. Sure, whatever. As long as it adds to the show, and I think that did.
I think if Noah wants to call about his arc building next episode, please do. Set the record straight.
Indeed. You can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. All of those links are at the website at thescopeshow.com. You can also watch us and subscribe on the YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/thescopeshow. And I'd like to continue to plug our Patreon account. We actually do have our first sponsor. I don't know if you guys noticed.
I did not know that.
We have one new sponsor.
Thank you, Jared's mom.
We also picked up a donation via PayPal. So we have actually two people who are supporting us on a monthly basis. So if you would like to join the swelling masses of supporters.
Jared, how many times do we have to show our junk to these people to get that money? That's the real question.
We haven't actually set up any sort of rewards yet, so maybe that is hindering us, and maybe a junk flash on a regular basis will be one of our rewards we set up.
Like Adam Driver.
Anyway, you can find out more at patreon.com/thescopeshow. You can elect to pay whatever fee you want per episode and set a monthly cap. You can cancel anytime. It's a great way to show that you support what we do. And would like us to continue doing it. Back to you.
Wow. Well, Jared, Adam, we've said too much today. This has been a power-packed show.
Power-packed.
So let's just bid adieu. Let's bid adieu, shall we?
Okay.
So for everybody here at The Scope, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 1 week with more Scope goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying good night. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.